Nicola, Brother and Sister, CC. St. Helena, California, September 30, 1907. Dr. Nicola Hinsdale, Illinois. Dear Brother and Sister Nicola, Brother Burden has informed me that you have been considering again going to Loma Linda. I thank the Lord for this, for I know that Loma Linda is the place where you should go. I trust that the snare of the enemy is broken. A message has been given me for you. I am charged to say to you, do not go to Battle Creek. You do not understand how the enemy is working to place you in opposition to the truth and the work of God. Jones, Dr. Kellogg, and Elder Tenney are all working under the same leadership. They are classing themselves with those of whom the Apostle writes, "Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. In the case of Jones, I can see the fulfillment of the warnings that were given me regarding him. I want this message to come to you before you shall make a wrong move. I do not want you to imperil your souls. Heed the message that the Lord sends and have nothing to do with those at Battle Creek who are opposing the messages of the Spirit of God. Clear light has been given me regarding those who are thus departing from the faith. I want you to understand that you are both in positive danger. I plead with you to break this influence that would lead you into wrong paths. It proceeds from the one who, if it were possible, would deceive the very elect. Free yourselves from the influence prevailing at Battle Creek, and place yourselves fully on the Lord's side. I do not want you to lose your souls. I beg of you to resist the devil. Make your calling and election sure. Christ gave his precious life for you. Do not let him make this sacrifice in vain. My brother and sister, this is a life and death question with you. As the Lord's messenger, I urge you to free yourselves from the snare of Satan and place yourselves on the platform of eternal truth. I cannot let you take this step without warning you of your danger. If I should do this, I would not be clear before God. The world is fast becoming as it was before the flood. Wickedness of every description is abroad in the land. Very soon, the earth will be ripe for destruction. It is time now for those who believe that Christ is soon coming to take their stand fully on the Lord's side. I have an earnest desire that you shall stand with God's loyal people. I believe, Brother and Sister Nicola, that you will heed these words and decide to connect with the Loma Linda Sanitarium. Will you not write to me as soon as you receive this and set my mind at rest? May the Lord give you His Holy Spirit to guide and direct you, is my prayer.